CTV.
Good Monday morning to you all. This is the Lazy Martin Zender coming to you. As you can see from the clock over here, it's 7.02 a.m. Yeah, I apologize for that. I slept in until 5.05 this morning. My apologies. Now, last week, I left you off at a very critical point. The question I get a lot is, why is God still going to judge humanity? Why are these acts of wrath coming down from heaven during the days of the tribulation when God is already conciliated to the world? Yes, God was conciliating the world to himself, 2 Corinthians 5:18 and 19. It is suggested that this was God conciliating, causing the world to be conciliated to him. But no, if that was the case, then it would say God was causing the world to be conciliated to him. But he said he was conciliating the world to himself. This was a possession of his. This was concerning him. He had a problem. Of course he did. That's why Christ came. Jesus Christ had a problem with humanity. It's called sin, an offense. This is why Christ came, to create a new humanity that God could then look at and say it is justified. And to us, God gives an awareness of this salvation that occurred 2,000 years ago, of this justification that occurred 2,000 years ago, and of this conciliation, that is, making of peace, that occurred 2,000 years ago. But the rest of the world has not been given this information, has not been given this reality. For them, they will get it through harsher means. Why? Why, Martin? Why? Because God wanted to do it this way. As I told you, judgment is the standard operating procedure of God. This is the way he usually works. And look, if every member of the human race ended up dying and then going to the great white throne and being judged there, remember, God's judgments are righteous, they're purposeful, they're remedial, never punitive. So if we lived our lives, say people live 40, 50, 60, 70, 80 years, God help you if you live 90 years, you die, you have no knowledge of the passage of time, you wake up at the great white throne, God judges you, makes everything right, adjusts you, oh yeah, I see everything now. Then, let's say, God then sends every member of the human race into the lake of fire, which is the second death, back to sleep, no knowledge of the passage of time. He cavorts with his son on the new earth, and with his son only, and then at the end of the fifth eon, called the consummation, when death is abolished, everybody comes to life to live for eternity with God. Look, if God did it that way, no one would have any complaints. The judgment at the great white throne would be seen by everyone to be a righteous act, to be a necessary act. And of course, people would then look back at all their experiences in life, and they would say, I see why I had to go through all that. It's a contrast thing, isn't it, God? God would say, yes, it is a contrast. People will say, didn't this guy named Martin Zender teach that? Yes, I gave Martin Zender that message. Mm-hmm. God has given this message to me and to you that he is conciliated to the world, because he conciliated the world to himself, Godward to manward. God is now at peace through the blood of Christ. This is our announcement. Why in the world would we be announcing the fact that we are at peace with God? God is giving to us the declaration, the ministry, the administration of the conciliation. Is our message that, hey, guess what? God is at, I'm at peace with God now. I'm at peace with God. Who cares? Who cares? But that God is at peace with the world. Now, that is headline news. And that's the news we're getting in 2 Corinthians 5, verse 18 and 19. So if everybody ended up in the second death, nobody would have any complaints because, look, they lived their life here of how many years. There's some nice things thrown in to help us through. Some good movies, There's some good food, some good music. Of course, the best music, in my opinion, has already been made. Probably back in the 60s and the 70s, best music, I think. Helps get you through. And then you die, no passage of time. You rise at the Great White Throne. That could be 5 minutes or 5 years. Don't know how long that judgment is. Doesn't say. Everything's made right. And then because God wants to cavort with his son only on the new earth, he puts all of humanity back to sleep. Okay. No passage of time in the lake of fire, which is the second death for humanity. And everybody wakes up at the consummation. And looking back on the eons, they will be but a blip, but a little radar blip. Boop. That's the eons, the whole eons, compared to timelessness, compared to an eternity with God. No one will complain. But the exception is God does something special with certain people. He brings them to the light. He shows them. He uses light to show them a truth. This is going to be seen with the verse I'm about to bring you. And I've looked forward all weekend to bringing this to you. God is going to use the light to bring out a truth. To us, the light is faith. Faith illuminates for us a truth that God has conciliated to us. And that light for us is faith. Faith is the light that brings the truth to us. To the world at large, that light will be judgment. As I said Friday, I think this is a great analogy. I'm pleased with myself for having come up with it. God will rub their noses in it, in themselves, and say, smell that. You smell that? That's you. That's your righteousness. Mm-hmm. Maybe it'll be a laundry basket instead, because Isaiah says that human righteousness is as filthy rags. So it could be that instead of dog poop, God will rub the nose of humanity at the Great White Throne into a basket full of dirty laundry. Then the passage of Isaiah will be seen in a whole new literal light. You see these filthy rags? Yes, Lord. Smell them. Smell them. You smell them? Yes, Lord, they're terrible. Okay. That's your righteousness to me. I got it now, Lord. What happens now? Second death. I'll see you after the fifth eon. But Lord, lights out. Here you come. Here you come at the consummation. Great plan. Actually, it is. Now, why does God still judge people that he's conciliated to? Because they don't know about the conciliation. We try to bring it to them. Look, I tell people, hey, how would you like to not go through the tribulation? How would you like to not have 90-pound hailstones falling on your house? Okay, God is conciliated to you through the blood of Christ. And he is at peace with you, and you have eternal life. Now get the heck out of here, right? You have eternal life. That's my message to you. And if that message is believed, and only God can give the faith, then boom, this individual will come in early. They are believing the evangel. That makes them members of the body of Christ. They avoid the pitfalls of Satan, the doctrines of free will and eternal torment and the Trinity, and they come to a knowledge of the truth. God wants to bring everyone, 1 Timothy 2:6, 2:4, and 2:6, into a knowledge of the truth. The truth is there. The truth is already there. It's like unveiling a statue. The statue's there, is it not? You just can't see what it is until the cover is lifted off. God wants everyone to come to a realization of the truth. What's the truth? That they are saved, justified, conciliated. That's the truth. And then they realize it. That is the sound of people realizing the truth. Again. That easy, that simple, when God decides to do it. Now, I'm in Isaiah chapter 26, verse 9. The prophet says, with my soul I yearn for you in the night. This is the night. Indeed, with my spirit within me, I seek you early. Excuse me. This is a great revelation. With my spirit within me, the spirit that God gave me, I seek you early. You see, this is why I say faith is a seeking of him early while you're in the midst of darkness, while you're in the midst of everything screaming against the truths of justification, conciliation, and salvation. These are the days of darkness when Satan opposes everything God has done, and he puts a cloak on all of it. He drives people into religion so that they get distracted from it. These are days of darkness. And to seek him early is a gift. Isaiah says, I seek you early. The only way that can happen is by an act of spirit. God's spirit with my soul. I seek you early. This is faith. This is the exception. This is the miracle. This is the marvel. When people come to God at the great white throne, it will not be by faith. It will not be seeking him early. It will be, you're seeking him a little late. You're seeking him a little late. Not their fault. No, because God did not reveal himself to them. But I love this. In Isaiah 26, 9. Indeed, with my spirit within me, I seek you early. And that's the only way it can happen, with the spirit. Now listen to this. For as a light, your judgments will be to the earth. The dwellers of the inhabitants, speaking of the earth, will learn righteousness. How will the dwellers on earth, the dwellers of the inhabitants, learn righteousness? When God's judgments will be in the earth. For as a light, your judgments will be to the earth. This is coming in. This is the opposite of coming in early. Isaiah said, because of the Spirit, I come in early. But as a light, your judgments will come to the earth. And the judgment is the divine hand on the neck of humanity, rubbing its nose in the dirty laundry. And that will bring light. That will bring illumination. Of what? Of truth. For as a light, your judgments will be to the earth. The dwellers of the inhabitants will learn righteousness. They will learn about it. It will come on them at that time. Remember, Romans 3:21, the righteousness of God. Justification is for all. It's for all, but it's only on those who are believing. And we have two types of people here. In Isaiah 26, 9, we have those who come early to that realization. The avenue there is faith. And we have those who come later to that realization. And the avenue there is judgment. But the judgment ends up in the end being a light. The judgment has woken people up. The judgment, I mean, yes, at first people resist it. And they go back to their religions. They try to steel themselves against what they think is a purely satanic manifestation. They don't realize that this is God bringing them light. They will come to that eventually. And the light will illuminate a truth to them that you and I have already come to, namely that God has conciliated the world to himself. So in this way, I am thankful for the coming judgments. I am extremely thankful, and you should be too, that we are those who have realized this early. And the only reason we have is because God has given us faith, actively imparted faith to us to come in early. But let's not begrudge, let's not look at those who will be going through the tribulation and say, "Oh, those poor people, God, I feel so bad for them." Well, I do too in a way, but they will see the light. It's not their fault that they haven't come in early, because only God can dispense his spirit. This is his plan for them. This is what he wants for them. And you having faith now is what he wants for you. It's not that you're good and they're bad. This is the callings of God, and they are not in accord with human behavior. They are in accord with the delight of God, and it delights God to reveal himself to you in this dark day.